This is this
for
is,
a better lie.
For a better lie.
فرمود بعثت لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق.
The Holy Prophet of Islam says, "I have been sent to complete noble manners."
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. Dear listeners, the audience of your very favorite program, For a Better Life, you're listening to IRB English Radio. This is Asma, your friend, and we're going to have a heart-to-heart whisper regarding the literature of Ashura. Previously, we have talked too much about the themes of the literary pieces related to Ashura. Well, we talked about it already, that we have this Islamic literature and the majority of it is concerned with the story. More precise if we put it this way. The majority of it is concerned with the Battle of Karbala and the tragic story, and let's call it the epic story that happened in there. When we go through different literary texts or pieces regarding Ashura and the Battle of Karbala, we come across too many traits and features related to the companions of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. In the previous episode, we talked about the purity of heart, which is such a very important fact for every human being to maintain. Truthfulness and nobility of the soul, which is achieved by a spiritual connection to Allah. I just remembered the poem by a Persian poet about the spiritual journey of a mystic. He said, "Those who reach the peak and eventually find their way to Allah will melt in His name, just like the butterfly when it loses itself in the flame of the candle and gets burned." Now, great human beings aren't born with the special blessings, or just the way I talked about these mystics. They do not go through too much of special rituals, I don't know, whatever related to these sort of things. Of course, but they aren't alien beings. They just keep their eyes carefully focused on their beloved, that is Allah, and they consider His satisfaction in every step they take in their life. Now, being a mystic or going through too much of drudgery is neither what we learn from the story of Karbala, nor the thing that Imam Hussein alayhi salam wanted us to learn. What we have to learn from Karbala and its tragic epic is to be brave, in addition to all other lessons of that battlefield. When Imam Hussein is going to describe his companions to his sister, he says, "I have tested them. They are the bravest of the tribes. Each of them wants to die for their cause," which is the cause that Imam Hussein alayhi salam has put in front of them. That is the truthfulness toward Allah and siding with the truth. He says that they want to die for this cause like an infant who wants milk from his mother. So as you see in this piece of prose and through all texts that have been passed down to us as poems and prose that we hear every year in the month of Muharram, the main characteristics of the army or the followers of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam is their brave soul. Once they recognize the truth, they stick to it firmly. They never deviate from their imam, or what we call as their leader, to the point that they sacrifice their soul for him with no fear of death. Speaking of valor, I just recalled a beautiful quote from English literature that says, Cowards die many times before their death. The valiant never taste of death but once. This is the whole idea of life for us as Muslims and as the followers of Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam, to find the truth and to fight recklessly for it, even if it costs our lives. As you can understand from the whole topic that I opened up in here, we're talking about this very important feature about the men of God, about those who wish to stand with Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam and make a name of themselves and the history. You know, the great men, great human beings, have this feature very boldly inside of their character. You know, they have this brave soul and they let it grow, you know. This brave soul has to grow and get bigger and bigger as you grow older. Actually, in real life, we can see that as time goes by, maybe, or let's just say, perhaps after some certain cases or situations, we start to be more timid. You know, it's, I guess, I don't know, maybe it's wrong or maybe it's just my personal belief. But I guess as we grow older, we lose that courage to stay brave. We are no longer the valor people who used to be in our teens or in our childhood. It seems that as we grow older, we tend to be more timid, we tend to be more chicken-hearted, and in these situations, it is sort of difficult to speak up and side with the truth. So just as I talked in previous session, sometimes knowing the truth is very easy. You know, for those people, even perhaps it was very easy to understand that, okay, Imam Hussein alayhi salam is the grandson of the Prophet. His mother and his father are among the best creatures of the world. There is no doubt that he is the right side. He is the truthful person that we should follow and we should side with him. But those people of Kufa who were mostly timid and disloyal, but they could not stand up firmly for the thing they believed in. Maybe if you dig deeper, or maybe if you were a reporter at that age, you would have seen that these people, perhaps they just have never had this intention to do these horrible and horrendous scene happen in the battlefield of Karbala, but they were just timid enough not to speak about it, not to act against it. But usually in the great events of the world in history, we see that people see the truth, but they stay silent.
Please send any suggestion, any idea to our email, that is englishradio@irib.ir.
We have been created for a greater cause, and life is not going to be something as an immortal blessing or a gift. Eventually, it's going to end, so it's better for us to always pick the right side with a brave soul, considering the very fact that, okay, I'm going to die, so let it be for a great cause. If my imam is asking me to join his army to find the truth and fight for it, I will do it full-heartedly. But for that, I have to just nurture my soul, my entire existence, and let it grow accordingly. Thank you for listening to For a Better Life. This was all the time that we've got for today's episode. I hope you enjoyed it and it opened up some new windows for you to ponder upon, and maybe it would be just like a flame that would start to burn inside of your mind and make you think more and more about the way you're living, about some new stuffs in your life. Until another session, I bid you farewell. May Allah bless you.
Every grain of sand in every desert land, He knows. Every shade of palm,